Today we're going to be looking at the kingdom treasures. I'll just have an opening prayer before we start. So it's a prayer we've used many times on these reflections. Lord Jesus Christ, shepherd of the sheep, help us today to hear your voice and to follow you. Call us back when we go astray and show us again the right path. Work in us through your Holy Spirit to live out your kingdom values and purposes and be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Amen. So the verses that we're going to consider today are taken from Matthew 6, and it's verses 19 to 24. So I'll read them out to you now. Treasures in heaven. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Or where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. I wonder what you've missed the most during these last 3 months of lockdown. Maybe something you love to do before but haven't been able to do because you've been not been able to get out. Or maybe meeting with people you love. I wonder also what you used to do, but during lockdown, you've realized that maybe it wasn't as important as you used to think it was. And perhaps you won't be doing that anymore when things get back to some kind of normality. Maybe our priorities have changed during lockdown. The things that were important to us before are no longer as important. And the things that weren't so important, we now realize are high on the things that we value. In this passage, Jesus is talking about our priorities in life, and specifically in regard to material possessions. Notice that Jesus doesn't condemn wealth. There are plenty of other scriptures where having material wealth is seen as a blessing from God. But Jesus is talking about our attitude towards wealth and material possessions and our priorities in life. The comparison here is between laying up treasures for ourselves here on earth and laying up treasures in heaven. Treasures on earth will rot, decay, or devalue, or may even be stolen from us. So at the end of the day, we are left with nothing. Treasures in heaven are eternal. They will not rot or decay and cannot be taken from us. But what does it mean to lay up treasures in heaven? We can understand what it means to have possessions and wealth on earth, but what about in heaven? It is not the act of accumulating wealth that Jesus is talking about here. It is what we do with our wealth that Jesus is warning us about. If our wealth and possessions is all for us, then this is what Jesus is condemning. If our wealth and possessions are to be used for the good of others, then this is what Jesus wants of us. What is our life all about? Is it about keeping up with the Joneses, as the expression goes? Maybe you've heard these expressions. Most houses in our street have a satellite dish or a large TV, so we must have one too, so as not to be seen to be less wealthy. Or perhaps most people in our street drive flashy cars, so we must have one too, so as to fit in. Or maybe this one. Everyone we know has the latest iPhone, so I need one too, so as to keep up with them and be seen to be cool. Where our treasure is, then that's where our hearts will be. If our treasure is in materialism, then our hearts and attitudes in how we live our lives will be misplaced. If our hearts and attitudes are in living our lives with generosity to others, then that is what Jesus wants of us. In the Hollywood film Leap Year, there's a line where one of the leading characters says to another, "If your house is on fire and you have 60 seconds to get out, what would you take out with you?" Where do our priorities lie? What would be the most valuable thing we would like to grab in those 60 seconds? Would it be whatever valuables we could get our hands on? What would we be happy to abandon and leave behind, or risk our own lives to try to take out with us? Or doesn't it matter, because we have everything we need right inside of us? Jesus goes on to use the eye as a metaphor for our ambitions. The eye shows the rest of the body where to go and what to do, what to avoid. If the eye is sound, then the body can function correctly. But if the eye is not sound, then we stumble or fall and cannot function. True, blind or partially sighted people compensate by fine-tuning other senses in the body, but it's not the same as having eyesight that functions correctly. Similarly, if our ambitions in life are set correctly, then we can live our lives as God wants us to. But if they are not, then we will live our lives in darkness. Some people's ambitions in life are focused on amassing wealth and possessions. To have enough wealth to be able to retire by the age of 40, perhaps, or to make the first million by the age of 25, or to have your own private plane or yacht or villa by the med, to be able to use whenever you want. Jesus is warning that to have our eyes fixed on material ambitions is to live in darkness, total darkness. But to have your eye fixed on Jesus is to live your life full of light. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Where do our ambitions lie? Is it to find security for ourselves in the material things of this world, or to use the material things of this world to help others, knowing that our own security lies in Christ? What defines us as human beings? Is it our appearance, what we possess, what kind of jobs or careers we have, or is it the kind of lives that we live? When people pay tribute to someone who has just died, they usually say things like, "He was a generous man," or, "She was a warm and loving person. Everyone loved her." Rarely, if ever, do people say, "He was the richest man in the world," or, "She had everything, the latest fashion, accessories, clothes, shoes, the lot." Lastly, Jesus makes the point that you cannot serve two masters. You have to decide where your allegiances lie, with God or with money or wealth. The decision is binary. In other words, there are only two possible answers, nothing in between. You either serve God or materialism. Some people will try a mix and match approach, as it were, to serve God on a Sunday and then materialize the rest of the week, or to serve God with their words and money with their actions, or to serve God when it suits and themselves at other times. None of these work. God wants us to be wholly devoted to him and to use the earthly blessings he has given us to serve him and others. In modern day lives, there are many people who have more than one job, and in a sense, they are serving more than one employer. But these words of Jesus describe the relation between a slave and the slave owner. Two slave owners cannot both own the same slave. In the professional football world, a player can only be owned by one club. If the player wants to play for another club, then he has to be sold to the other club. Even if he is on loan to another club, the owning club, can always bring him back at any time. So as we start to come out of lockdown, Let's look at our own priorities in life. Where do our treasures lie? Are our hearts and our eyes focused on serving God wholeheartedly? We'll now listen to a song to reflect on these passages.